Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll end today with a short segment we did with the WNYC Culture Department for our website. This has not aired on the radio before. Cultural editor Benjamin Walker asked various folks around the station to answer the question, what was your favorite thing from your show in 2008? Here's our response. By the way, you can also hear others at the station talk about their favorites on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Culture. And here I am with producers Nuala McGovern and Jody Avergan.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're going to play three of our favorite phone calls from the year. We chose phone calls as the kind of favorite thing because, you know, this show is about everybody. This is not about me. This is about everybody. So we selected three of our callers. Each of the three of us picked one. And who got the first one?
Well, I think the first one that we can all agree on is Principal Joy. So maybe we should just let people listen to Principal Joy and we can talk about it afterwards.
And you told my screener that a teacher needs a lot more than test scores
and
for tenure.
A teacher needs a lot more than test scores. This thing can't be based alone on test scores. Okay?
How do you measure as a principal? How did you measure? And if you can, turn off your radio because we're getting...
I'm in the tub. I can't get the radio. Leave that off, honey.
That's a first-time admission for a Brian Lehrer Show caller. But, Joy, just tell us real quick, and don't use an electric phone in there. You think teachers are not accountable enough?
I think teachers are not accountable enough.
How could they be held more accountable, Principal Joy, without tying it to the standardized tests?
I would have to sit down and talk, and we don't have that much time. I have many ideas about what we could do. I don't have, you don't have
right.
the time. I don't have
okay.
the time.
Okay. And so, Joy, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for calling. And we kept Joy on so long that she's turned into a prune by now, I think.
So I think with that particular call, Principal Joy kind of was a highlight of the year for us. And why we loved her so much is that she's taken a bath and yet feels compelled to call in. And it's a serious issue. It's education. But she really represents what we hope we are able to do with the show, which is kind of shine a window on what's happening in New York City, the conversations that are going on. And sometimes in turn, we have a little window onto the lives of our listeners in
and
this case.
She felt compelled and she felt comfortable enough
yes,
to call in since
indeed.
Part of what we're all about is community building here. And, you know, this is the way people listen to the radio. I wish often that it was like the movies where people would come in, sit down in a nice dark room and listen to the show beginning to end. But people cruise through for 10 minutes as they're doing the dishes, as they're driving to work, as they're taking a bath. And she was our first ever open, out of the closet, bather listener.
Okay, let's move on to the next clip. This is a caller we got named Lily. There's a two-part clip here. She called in once and something happened to her. Let's just roll the clip. It should be pretty obvious.
I go to Sarah Lawrence College in Brownsville, and one of the things the college is known for, the reason we're all paying tons of money to go there, is that I'm being pulled over by the police.
Oh no.
Stop
well, you better go. Goodbye.
Okay, so that we were all baffled. I remember being in the studio, just had no idea what happened then. And then a few minutes later, Lily called back.
Oh, Lily is back. Lily, the police
yeah.
pulls you over for
the
what?
The craziest thing just happened to me. I was walking downtown in Brownsville, and I crossed the street to go to a coffee shop. And I guess I was jaywalking, and the cop was like, hey, did you know you were jaywalking? And I was like, sorry, I was on the phone with a guy doing a radio show. And he's like, oh, well, call him back. You know, don't jaywalk again.
You got out of your ticket by telling him you called the Brian Lehrer Show?
I did. I told him I called your show, and he's like, all right, well, you know, free pass for you then.
I mean, again, you can hear the fellow guest laughing in the background, which is made my favorite moment of that. But, you know, like as you were saying, Brian, comfortable enough to just sort of go for a walk and be on hold with our show and then get on and start talking to us.
And call back.
Yeah, and call back to update us, which is very nice because we were really worried.
We were. And the thing about Lily also, we're talking about jaywalking and actually did a follow-up segment on when are you jaywalking and when is it prosecuted. The segment was actually about nap strategies. So our programming sometimes will take different twists and turns that can create, we hope, community and fun radio. And you can be sure that actually the producers were having a very good day at work that day, thanks to Lily.
In a small category of Americans, calling a talk show to talk about napping while jaywalking and getting pulled over.
Well, the people, you know, they listen to radio however they do, just like you said, Brian, in the bath while walking.
This is not a promise to get your tickets fixed. And the final call came just the other week, that day, I guess it was late November or early December, those startling unemployment statistics showing 500,000 jobs lost in a month. I guess it was the month of November, so this must have been very early December, had just come out. And we were talking about what to do first when you discover that you lose your job. And again, it was everybody helping everybody. It was people calling in who've ever been unemployed to say what they did first to help them adjust to this new reality and point themselves in the right direction. And then again, somebody felt comfortable enough to call at a very uncomfortable moment for her, Sherry.
Today is my last day at work. Aww. I'm getting laid off in a couple of hours.
How do you know? Did they tell you already?
They were kind enough to tell me when I got back from Thanksgiving vacation that I was being laid off on Friday.
And are they doing anything for you?
I'm getting a lot of hugs from my fellow construction workers, which is weird. You know, it still leaves you with an empty feeling.
Do they give you anything on the way out, like severance or a COBRA or anything?
No, they hand me my last paycheck and pat me on the back. Yeah, I'm going to go home and take a nice hot bath and enjoy the weekend. And then Monday, I'll attack it again and find me some work.
I was actually away for that week, and but I remember coming back in immediately hearing about her. But other callers called in and offered her help, and it sort of became what we really try and do on this show is, you know, connect people directly.
That's so true. I mean, I think any time that any of our listeners hear of another listener in trouble, it could be anything from somebody losing their health benefits and looking for a dentist, that was one particular example recently, or even with looking for work or ways to help an elderly neighbor. So many ways, it's amazing. We have a comments page now, which a lot of people contribute to, but they call in, and I love the way they call in. They call in just very humbly, kind of telling what their story is and what has happened. But a lot of times there is a real connection with the other listeners, and we're kind of a conduit at the show for those two to connect. So both on the air and then online. So that did happen with Sherry. And, you know, we want to check back with her. It is a relationship that goes on for longer than that one call.
And maybe she'll call us from the bath and the whole thing will come full circle. You know, there was Sherry, and there is the human face, the human voice on all these cold statistics that we keep hearing, 500,000 layoffs, unemployment rate, 7.1%, whatever it is. But it's about human beings, individuals, and that's the magic of being able to do this show with you, with everybody. And that was Sherry, and we wish her the best.